So everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayis. We're holding Bava Basra, Perkes Mishnah Beis. This is going to be a good hemshech to our Mishnah from yesterday that gave us a picture of the different types of nachlags available, different types of people who inherit others and who give inheritance to others. So let's see this Mishnah might make it clear, based on what we learned yesterday. Seder nachlas kachu. The order of inheritance is as follows. Ish ki yomos ven ein lo kotapas. A man when he will die and has no son. He will pass his inheritance to his daughter. Okay? Simple basic seems to say, no son, the inheritance goes to his daughter. The Mishnah says, Ben Kodem Labas, a son comes before a daughter. Chol Yotzei Recho Shel Ben Kodem Labas. All offspring of that son come before the daughter. Bas Kodem Es La'achin, a daughter comes before brothers, meaning brother of the deceased, so it's uncles. Any descendants of hers, if she's not around, any descendants of hers come before those brothers. Achim come la achi ha'ab. Brothers come before the brothers of the father. I mean the grandfather's brother. And the descendants of the brothers, meaning the uncles, come before the next generation up, the brothers of the father. And this is a general rule. Anyone that comes first in inheritance, all his offspring come first. And the father comes before any inheritance. Any of the offspring, I should say. Let's see. Let's read the Rav over here. We'll understand. So Rav starts out. He's already at the klal. So let's see if it's pretty clear. And he's going to give examples and names to make it easy. If there are no offspring around, this is what this means. If there are no offspring around, then the nachlo goes back to the father. So before we continue, let's make sure we understood so far. The steps, first the son, then the daughter, right? Then the brothers of the deceased, which would be the uncle, so to speak, related to those kids. Then the uncles of the deceased, not his brothers. Now we're saying if there are no descendants of any of these people, everything goes back to the father. Now the Rav's going to spell exactly what it's talking about. Case out. What is the case? Ruvain Shemet. You have Ruvain died. Chanochu, Palu, Chevron, Vikarmi, Bonov. Those are the four sons of Ruvain. Yorshin also. They would inherit him. They're his sons. The Mes Echor Min Abanim Kodem the Ruvain. If any of those sons have already died before Ruvain died, Bahu Ben Iniach Ben Obas, and that son that died had left after him kin, he had left his son or daughter. Oh, Ben, Obas Ben, or even a granddaughter, a son's son, or a daughter's son. Oh, Ben Bas, Obas Bas, or a grandson, I should say grandson before, or any type of grandson, right? A grandson or granddaughter. Ad Meidoros, to 100 generations, meaning forever. Yirash v'malkom aviv benichle aviv Reuben. So those children, however long generations, old children, grandchildren, etc., will be in place of their forefather, who was the son of Reuven. And they will all take equivalent as one of the sons of Reuven. So Reuven had four sons, one of those sons has passed away but left many descendants. All those descendants will collectively take one out of four portion, out of four, will take that portion representing a son of Reuven. The name Reuven Banim. Reuven has no children. No children, grandchildren, etc., no living descendants. Yorshos Benos Reuven. That's Reuven. Then you go to the daughters, only then. You go to the daughter. Im ein leruven bonos, velo b'nei bonos, velo bonos bonos, that's those called daughters. There are no daughters or granddaughters, etc., no female descendants. Az yirash Yaakov is ruven menos. So Yaakov, Reuven's father, will then inherit him. Then it goes, that's the father. Right? So that's what it meant, the last line in the Mishnah. If there is no Yotzei Recho, you go back to the father, and the father of the deceased. Im ein Yaakov kaim, if Yaakov isn't around, Yeshua is ruven achiv b'nei aviv. So the sons, I should say, the sons of Reuven's father, and Yaakov's sons, that his Reuven's brothers that come from his father, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yosef, Binyamin, etc. Then they will all inherit him. Those are his the deceased brothers. In Einon Kayamim, if they're not around, Yeshua, Reuven, Bnei, Shimon, Levi, then their sons will now inherit him. In Ein Lehem Banim, Velo Bnei Banim, if they don't have any descendants. Yishu ben Oseim, O b'nei ben Oseim, O b'nos ben Oseim, their daughters will inherit. V'kol malkam hazacher v'yarshav kormin l'nikev. Because in any situation, the male and his descendants, his inheritors, will be before the female. Imesu achiv shel Reuven below Zera. If all the brothers, should say echov, all the brothers of Reuven have died without leaving any offspring, v'shalayelo ach mi'olam, or never had any brothers, tirashenu achoso dina bas Yaakov. Then you bring Reuven's sister into the picture, which should be Dina. Obanel or her sons, Obanel Benel, or grandsons, Obanoseh, Obanos Benoseh, or daughters and granddaughters. Adsof ha'olam, again, until the last generation of forever. The name of Reuven, Achos, what was there, Achos? Reuven has no daughter, yeah, or any descendants of a daughter. So he already says he has no father existing, no uncles existing, no children of his own existing or grandchildren, and nothing from his brothers or sisters. Tachti Rishosa la'avi aviv dahainu Yitzhak. And then it goes back to his grandfather, which would be Yitzhak. If Yitzhak is not around, Tachti Yushas Reuven la'esav ben Yitzhak. Then it would go to Yitzhak's other son, to be Esav. Shu achi aviv shel Reuven, which is the brother of the father of Reuven, Yaakov's brother. The main Esav Kaim, if Esav is not around, Tachzer Yushas Reuven, the Eliphaz ben Esav. Then I'll go to Esav's son, Eliphaz. O the Banav, Le Banav, O the Benosav, Ubonos Benosav, again, the Eliphaz's sons, grandsons, daughters, granddaughters, Adsof Kodorath again until forever, until any descendants. Vim, Ein, Achim, the Aviv Shal Reuven, Vlo Benehem. There are no brothers to the father of Reuven. They say Yaakov has no living brothers and no living descendants of those brothers. Tachzer Yushas Reuven la Achos Aviv Oli Baneha Oli Bnei Baneha Oli Bnoseha Alfeder Shalmar. Then the Nachala, the Yerusha, will go back to the sister of his brother. We don't know that Yaakov had any sisters. We just make up that he had a sister, and then if again that sister's not around, the sister's descendants until the last generation. The name lo aviv shel Reuven lo achim v'lo bnei achim. If the Reuven's father Yaakov has no brothers and no uncles, I should say nephews, lo achos v'lo bnei achos, no sisters and no descendants of his sister. Tach Yerushas Reuven lo Avraham avi. We're going to go to Avraham Avin. Chen lo olam ad anarishon. That would how you go back to anarishon. That's the step. Okay. Ha'av kodem. What's this mean? Lo olam lo achi ha'av v'lo bnei. The father always comes before his brothers and their descendants. The Achio Av come in the Achos Av. The brothers of the father come before the sisters of the father. The Achio Av, Achos Av come in the Avio Av. And the father's brothers and father's sisters come before the father's father, the grandfather. The Avio Av come the Achio Avio Av. The grandfather comes before the brother of the grandfather, the great uncles. The Achio Avio Av, Achos Av come in the Avio Av. And the brothers of that grandfather, the great uncles, and the sisters, the great, what do you call it, great aunts, come before the great grandfather. We just spelled that all out in the previous rabbis. That's how the setup is. It makes it a little clearer the order that we talked about. So I'll have to stop.